بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This week, a person came to me looking very down and out. He was going through some difficulties. At one time, he was very well off. Due to circumstances, he's kind of a bit weak now. Concerned, I was very worried. But then he began to look at others, you know, who were very wealthy. And looking at them, that how this person is so wealthy and how that person is so wealthy. He came to ask me now, this is what I'm doing and that is putting me more down. I told him this, that do not look at anyone in his outward condition. You don't know who is doing what is going. And always remember this much, that everyone in his own capacity knows what he's going through. But in reality, they won't show you what they're going through. Then again, this incident of a person, he told his son, I want to meet Khidr alayhi salam. So he made dua and Khidr alayhi salam came. He told Khidr alayhi salam, that made dua that Allah Ta'ala must give me so much of wealth and everything that I must have no kind of fikr at all. He replied that that can never happen. The dunya is not a place of aram. Don't just look at people and think this person is very happy, that person is very happy. He said this place is not of aram, don't ask for that kind of dua. He insisted, see, if that's what you want, then first, before I make this dua, go look around a little bit. See around who you find or to feel that with someone who feel that is very, very happy. Oh, when we looked around, he saw someone very happy, looked at him, and said, this person, I don't know what is this true story, let me look at someone else also. However, looking around, he saw another person. That person was very happy. He was so happy. And he was a jeweler also. And he's got beautiful children, beautiful wife, and a prosperous business. Everything was so roaring there. He said, this is what I want. So I can see the husband is so happy, the owner is so happy, everyone is so happy. But let me, I want to make dua to this person. But then it came in his heart, before I ask him, let me ask this person. He went and asked him, he said, listen, I've come to meet you, I'm looking at you, that you are very happy and prosperous and everything of the best I can see in you. I want to become like you. So I want to make dua that Allah Ta'ala. He replied, don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. The misery that I'm going through, no one knows what I'm going through. That he is going through so much of misery that no one in the world is going to that much misery. I'm not going to go into details of what has happened in life. What happened to him, but this should show you that do not jump into conclusions and make dua that Ya Allah make me like this person. Many a time a person looks at others and says, Ya Allah make me become like him. When it comes to worldly matters, not to dini matters. Dini matters, when you look at a person, why does Ya Allah make me like him? When it comes to worldly matters, do not jump into conclusions. Because when Allah Ta'ala makes you like that, then you'll be great after it. However, alhamdulillah, after that he realized the mistake that he made by looking at others because of the hardship he's undergoing. But he understood that alhamdulillah, make dua Allah must remove whatever difficulties. And whosoever is going with difficulties, Allah must remove all those things. And those who are sick, Allah must give them complete shifa. However, that was what played this week, and I was going to share with you all that. Remember, don't just jump to conclusion, look at this. Second thing is this much, that Imam Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi was a great Imam. And he saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream. And he asked Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that which act is which that is so that can bring me close to you. He may have heard of this incident too, but we take it as no importance at all. Allah Ta'ala told him, the reciting the Quran. The reciting of the Quran. The reason why I'm telling you this is that learn to become more close to Allah Ta'ala by the recitation of the Quran. Whenever you are free, open the Quran. When you come to the masjid, to open the Quran. At home, you are free to open the Quran with this, that what he saw in the dream, that which act can be more closest to. Allah Ta'ala says the recitation of the Quran. Because when you recite the Quran, you are actually speaking to Allah Ta'ala. You are actually speaking to Allah Ta'ala. In reality, if you only know how to sit and read the Quran Sharif, you will not need the Quran. A person who recites the Quran is speaking to Allah Ta'ala. A person who listens to the Quran is listening to the voice of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you only can understand that, that every free moment, instead of looking at all the rubbish, all the trash that we see around us, when we have a free time, you try to open the Quran. When you come to the masjid to your free, open the Quran. Two ayat you read, that ayat can take something. It's not Allah Ta'ala how much you read, it's how you read. The Buzhugana Deen, the two rakat is worth 1,000 in our rakat. Because they should read with different conditions. So I'm not telling you how much you read, but the way you read it. The quantity is not important, the quality. Every time you come and open the Quran, read two ayahs to that ayah can take you away. When a person passes away from this world, two things will intercede in the qabr. One is the Quran. You don't know the Quran that you're opening to read and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only thing you must respect the Quran. Very important respect. When you recite the Quran, see, no one will disturb you without any valid reason, don't turn you from it. Because it's written in the kitab that the person will recite the Quran. While you recite the Quran under no circumstances, he should try to divert his attention anywhere else besides the Quran. There's something very important, something else. Otherwise, his direction is toward Allah Ta'ala, because at that time, it is Allah is looking at you and looking at him, listening to you and you listen to him. At that time, if the special rahmat is coming on you, and that time you turn away, you lost the rahmat. So just imagine, he said, Allah Ta'ala, if you read the Quran understanding without understanding, you say whether you read understanding without understanding, look at the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. You don't understand to accept it. My closeness is with you, whether you understand the Quran, you understand. So that person is so fortunate that every time he gets an opportunity, whether he's going to the bazaar, he leaves the family to work, he opens the Quran. Instead of putting his eyes in the wrong places, he sees the wrong things, he's open the Quran. Wherever he's free, he opens the Quran. So in that way, he gets the closest to Allah. Because every one of us sitting here, our purpose to sit here is leaving all our leisures and pleasures to become more close to Allah. And if you can become close to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has a nasib for you. Second thing is this much. We have to show concern of our children. Today the most important thing is concern of children. Once a person came to Hazrat Thami Rahmatullah Ali and told Hazrat, very rich person, and he came, he said, I want some alim to teach my child. Maybe he's going to some studies, going to English studies somewhere. Okay. So the Thani Rahmatullah said, he asked, is it necessary that my child must learn Deen? He told him, yes, it is very necessary that your child must learn Deen. With your circular education, more important is to give yourself a child Deen education. Explaining to him how important it is that with your secular education, most important your Deen education. And the purpose he said this but that because it will time, the only way you can get good character is to Deen. Two things which is very important nowadays, the parents must do that. The children are going to school, let them come and sit and come to their pious people. They don't understand, it's not the thing. Remember one thing, if a child comes, a small child comes sit in front of you too, he sits in front of a pious person, you must not think he's not going to get affected. He definitely will get affected. Send your children to the pious people. But Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when he had the university students, he told him, you come to me. My doors are open for you. Why was it? Study that to study this too. Which is, this is more important. To bring about knowledge, good character, and iman, deen, that's very important. So we have to learn to get those things in life. That lets us now improve on our children. Our children are going away. People are coming and complaining to me. Mothers and fathers are complaining. My son is going off the track. I don't wish to say it. It's sad. From very, very prominent families. The reason is because we are not paying attention to them. They must get the opportunity to come on the pious people and they must get deeny knowledge. See, nowadays you find a child who goes to a certain standard and they have to say there's no more deeny. No more deeny. Before, in those days, right after the standard 10, you had deeny knowledge already. Now the child is certainly, the father and mother say, now you don't need any more deeny knowledge. You don't need anything. I'll give an incident that Hazrat Thani Rahman mentioned. A person, his friend's son coming from London. So his friend told him, wrote a letter that, please, my son is coming. When he comes past the station, just attend to him. He said, okay. He says, when he landed at the station, he saw him, he was eating in the month of Ramadan. He was eating in the month of Ramadan. He looked at him and he said, you are eating month of Ramadan? He said, what do you mean month of Ramadan? What is Ramadan? Don't take it lightly. These are the things that take away. What do you mean Ramadan? What Ramadan are you talking about? He said, the Islamic calendar. He said, calendar only known January, February, March. I don't know what you're talking about, this Islamic calendar. This person was so despondent, hurt, and disturbed. And then he just went away from the thinking that he's committed an act of kufr now. When you speak those kind of words, you're taking committing an act of kufr. Possibly your iman can go away. Allah Madi Iman. Many a time we say certain things from our tongue, we take our mouth, we don't realize it, and we mark it. This time to show you that look what the child has done, what the father has done to the child. We don't give the child the necessary Islamic education, it's in the community of pious people. You know, talking of the small children coming and sitting in the company of pious people. They say, whenever a person passes away, let me bury him next to the buzruk. They say, what do you mean next to buzruk? Anyway, you can do it. No, you must put next to buzruk. Say, what do you mean by that? Mawlana Qasim Mahmoodi Rahmatullah Alayhi, they ask me that question. Hazrat, you know what? We must bury a person next to a buzruk. Why? They say, the fan is working, they say. The fan is working. Those who are nearby getting the benefit. Whether it's good or bad, everyone can even benefit. So likewise, when the person is next to the buzruk, whatever it is, Allah Ta'ala is blessing coming upon him, the person next to him is also benefiting. So how important it is in sit where the people sit among the people of the pious ones. Mahazat to say, when you come and sit by a sheikh, you must sit like Allah is, the rahmat is descending on him, from him descend to you. That's how respect you're supposed to sit by a sheikh. When you come to sit by a sheikh, the way you will sit by him, that you don't look at anyone else. With the intention, the love that you must have, that Allah, rahmat is descending on him and descending on that person. Then you see how quickly you get respected. But you don't sit with that, then what happens? So this person, just imagine, this is the outcome of his child. That this person that just went away quietly from there, fearing this must be demanded to the mental. Likewise, there were two brothers, two friends. One was a pious person, one other was not very pious. Remember one thing before I go forward, do not look down anyone. No matter who you see, the biggest sinner, do not look down. Even with the biggest in front of your eyes, you see that too. Do not take the biggest. You know, Isa alayhi salam, he's a Nabi. He saw with his own eyes that he's stealing. He told me, you're stealing. He said, Wallah, you must steal. What did he say? He says, yes, my eyes deceive me. My eyes deceive me. How much you must try to make it like that, that's not. Do not look down at anyone, no matter how pious you are. All that is given by Allah and Allah can take it away from you. There's that wealth and everything can be taken away, piety cannot be taken. Allah among his father's family. So this is what I was trying to say, that this person now, these two friends, one is a pious person, one is a free person, father. Two friends came now, they're from Makkah, whatever, from London, they became qualified as doctors, whatever, they came back home. Was coincident that person who was a bit of a naughty person, that father was not very close, his son became very sick. So sick. And now he's on the bed in the hospital and he's very, very sick. So the father comes to see him. Listen to him very carefully, but this is our life today. This is our life today. He looks at the child and they have cried. Ask him, oh dad, why are you crying? He said, I'm dying crying because I spent so much money on you. I spent so much money on you, I'm going to get no returns. This is my condition that I don't know now, I'm going to get no returns. I'm worried about that. I'm crying. As the Thani Rahmat mentioned this incident, the child began to cry on that. The father asked, why are you crying? He said, I'm crying because I don't know how I'm going to face Allah. You did not teach me anything. You did not give me any knowledge of any kind that will make me more close to Allah. Today I'm going in this position that I don't have nothing. But the Thani Rahmatullah says, it's possible through this one condition of Allah can forgive him. There you're not supposed to doubt ever. But just to show you, look at the condition of our family, our boys today, our students today, look at it. Do not take it lightly. Let them sit in the company of pious people. Give them the best of education, but they must know that first they are Muslims. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala was a great philosopher, but first he was a Muslim. Everything we are first Muslim. And you must be happy that you're Muslim. Then what? Zinwahad Imam Zin Azim Rahmatullah Ali radiallahu anhu, Ahl al-Bayt. In a young age, you know, he was crying a lot. He said, why are you crying? He's saying, you know, waqudhu an-nas wal hijara. You know that the children, the what in a fire, waqudhu an-nas, the people put in a fire, Jannah. He said, why are you crying? You're Ahl al-Bayt and you're a small child. See, I'm Ahl al-Bayt, so what? I'm worried of Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, Quran was his son. And Allah said, Laysa min ahlik. My Hazrat should always tell us that. Laysa min ahlik. He's part of the family, but Allah said, he's not part of that. So when I look at that ayah that you're not part of the family, that what we worried now, it mustn't be that I'm also. But he say, you're still a child. He say, yes, I'm a child, but I see my mother, when she puts a fire on, she puts a small stick before the big sticks. She put a small teaspoon before the big sticks. It must have been the same system in the in Jahannam too. The small thing will go for the Jahannam. In the Kitab is written that look at the condition of a person of that time who knows this much, who has got so much of fear, and yet they were Ahl al-Bayt. And we, our children of today, there were revelations coming, came down that you mustn't worry, you can do all the wrong things. Do all the rubbish, all the wrong things, you can get your will. That they got revelation, that in the Kitab written, that you can do whatever wrong things when you got the license to do all the wrong things. And they had that created. Allah. So this is what it is today, the system of today. You become ghafil, you know, you become ghafil. Futile talks is something you must keep away from. Futile talks. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّهُ مُعْلِنُ A person who has taken the road to Allah, he does not know what the meaning of futile talks. A person has to learn to talk less The more he talks less, he'll be free from all future attempts. Today we got that the sickness in us, we got a lot of time to talk full time. One buzruk, he went to one house and he knocked at the door, he said, Assalamu alaikum. He is not here. Where is he gone? I don't know. Khalas. 30 years he cried for that, Ya Allah, I spoke something few times. See that, I spoke something few times. How much of few times we are talking? How much of few times? Likewise, another buzruk, you know, he had a boil in the wrong place. And it so happened that person came, they said, Assalamu alaikum. He said, Where is he? He's not feeling well. And that person told him he's got a boil. He just asked where he got the boil. Lifelong regret, why is from that? No. This is what you call futile talks. The more you keep, you meet the person, Assalamu alaikum, you don't know his family, you don't know his wife, you don't know his mother. How's your wife? How's your father? You know my father. You know my wife. Now you taking as a small thing, what is, why are you talking about how's my wife and how's my father? You know my father, you spoke to him anytime. So all these things, if we do not take care of and protect our tongue, then we must know this much, there will be more harm in it. More harm. Like people, how's your business? Mind your own business. Wanted to ask. So in other words, we have to learn this much, that the only way we can talk less is meet less. Hazrat Thami Rahmatullah, no, I'll tell you something. In the Khanqa, one of the biggest conditions was talk less, meet less. But never said eat less. Eat stomach full, not heart full. Don't look at others and do what you want to do. Look at how much you can take, but don't overeat. If you see your sheikh is doing something, do not just follow him. He's going to have what is reason for that. Like one time, one sheikh, one Amrad was pressing his legs, no? Young boy was. This brother said, he knows. Small boy is pressing his leg, no? So he started, he wants to also some Amrad must piss his leg too. Sheikh Swahili said, okay. And they're walking, they came to one place, you call it the locksmith, there's fire there. The Sheikh went and kissed the fire too. So many must kiss it too. Whatever I see, do you doing that same thing, do that too. So everything what I do, you must not do. Everything I do. Because the condition is different. They are different. So don't be sure. If a person can only get these two things, eat less, not eat less, meet less, and talk less. Any time, even Musa alayhi salam, the time he spoke after he didn't feel. An intelligent person will never speak. He let others speak because he asked. And every way you notice this, the Nabi also, they spoke last. Musa alayhi salam, there was no such thing. He said, let me put a stick down. He said, no. So if we can get these qualities in us, which is so important, because the person is meek, talk less, what will be doing? A lot of zikr. Be a lot of zikr. Be zikr of Allah ta'ala. Every kind, maybe read nafil namaz, whatever it is. You must remember, everyone does his own condition. He makes nafil namaz, that's his thing. He makes zikr, that's his thing. Tilawat Quran, his thing. Everyone got the whole thing. But continue making zikr of Allah. Do not become like that you must be free. Your tongue must never be free from Allah. The tongue must be never free from Allah. Then you see, inshallah, that everywhere you walk, you're walking with Him. You're walking with Him. The main, most important thing when you're walking anywhere, you're talking to, you're talking with Him. When you're talking with Him, you'll be careful what you're talking. You're eating with Him, you'll be careful what you're eating. You're doing namaz, you're with Him. You're in a bazaar, you're with Him. Everywhere you would him and you would him, then what else you want? Once you got that, you would commit one guna to him. Then the muhabbat with Allah becomes so strong in your heart that you try your level with how Muslim Allah had been. Every moment you would keep Allah. Then there is no safety and missing one takbir ula to. There is no safety and one thing and missing one namaz to. Yes, it's something as a person is sick, he can't go to the masjid, but he's still in namaz. And he wants to know, I regret why I can't go to the mosque. He said, no, he wanted me not to go to the mosque. It will be his happiness more important than your own happiness. Remember one thing, everything you do, you ask yourself, is he happy with me or not? Is he happy? If he's happy with you, then everything is good. But if he's not happy with you, not everything. May dua to Allah Ta'ala ki whatever I've said, ki Allah Ta'ala may amal kami tawfiq asli wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa sallam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma asina aqibatana fil umuri kulli awajin. Min khidri dunya wa adam. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina. Wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun wa ij'alna lil muttaqin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa amin. أحسن يوم القيامة الإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان صلى الله تعالى على عبده سيدنا محمد ورحمته.